Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She said during the team's regular briefing that COVID-19 case numbers are on the rise across the United States. She said the weekly average of new cases was 64,000 per day. That's up about 7% from the week before. And this is the fourth straight week that cases have gone up. Dr. Walensky said that these numbers are mostly being driven by infections of young people, and that's being driven a lot by schools and related activities restarting.
As the trends and data have been indicating, cases are increasing nationally, and we are seeing this occur predominantly in younger adults. We know that these increases are due, in part, to more highly transmissible variants, which we are very closely monitoring. We are learning that many outbreaks in young people are related to youth sports and extracurricular activities. And as more schools are reopening, it's even more important to make sure they do so safely, with strict adherence to CDC guidance, and for all of us to roll up our sleeves for a vaccine as soon as we can.
On the other hand, Walensky said that due to widespread vaccinations, coronavirus outcomes for older Americans had markedly improved in recent months. She said that senior citizens' virus deaths have reached their lowest level since the early fall.
We are seeing a change in demographics, as I think we were expecting, and it's good news with regard to the power of vaccination. We know that about 55% of adults over the age of 65 are fully vaccinated, and what we're seeing is both a decrease in emergency department visits as well as hospitalizations associated with that demographic.
Walensky added that vaccinations across the country continue apace.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
In a separate event, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the United States is stepping up in the global effort to battle COVID-19. On Monday, he said that the State Department plans to begin sharing vaccines with developing nations. Blinken said that a globally coordinated effort against COVID-19 is in America's best interest.
This pandemic won't end at home until it ends worldwide. And I want to spend a minute on this because it's critical to understand. Even if we vaccinate all 332 million people in the United States tomorrow, we would still not be fully safe from the virus. Not while it's still replicating around the world and turning into new variants that could easily come here and spread across our communities again.
Blinken said that the Biden administration had been focusing right now on getting American citizens vaccinated. But he said that now that projections indicate there will be enough vaccines for all adults in the United States by the end of May, it's time to take a broader view.
The Biden-Harris administration's main focus to date has been to vaccinate Americans, to slow and ultimately stop COVID here at home. That's been the right call. We serve the American people, first and foremost. Plus, we can't forget that the United States has had the highest number of COVID cases of any country in the world by a significant margin. So stopping the spread here has been urgently needed for our people and for the world. But soon, the United States will need to step up our work and rise to the occasion worldwide. Only by stopping COVID globally will Americans be safe for the long term.
As a part of this effort, Blinken announced that he had named Gail Smith to be America's global COVID-19 coordinator. Smith is a former director of the U.S. Agency for International Development and has held senior State Department and National Security Council positions focused on Africa. She was also active in the Obama administration's initiatives to eradicate the Ebola virus in Africa. Smith said that COVID-19 could be beaten with the right tools.
I fought some viruses in the past, and I've learned two lessons. The first is that if the virus is moving faster than we are, it's winning. The second is that with unity of purpose, science, vigilance, and leadership, we can outpace any virus.
In her new job, Smith will be charged with overseeing U.S. programs to prevent, detect, and respond to disease outbreaks abroad, including COVID-19. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.